It's the 10th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. £1.8 million in funding has been secured by Police and Crime Commissioner John Tizard as part of the government's Neighbourhood Policing Guarantee. As a result, 20 new Neighbourhood Police officers, 8 PCSOs and 10 student officers will be recruited to strengthen community policing over the next 4 years. Chief Constable Trevor Roddenhurst highlighted how the additional officers will help prevent serious crime through early intervention and strong local relationships. The PCC continues to emphasise that community policing involves collaboration with residents and agencies to tackle crime, social issues and to improve public safety. A recent survey shows that trust in Central Bedfordshire Council and its ability to act on residents' concerns are at their lowest since the authority was formed. While satisfaction with local amenities like parks and waste services remain high, issues like poor road conditions, send provision and customer service remain sources of dissatisfaction. Council leaders acknowledge the concerns and stress the need to rebuild trust and improve communication with residents. Bedford Borough Council plans to write off almost £400,000 in unrecoverable debts due to insolvency, company dissolution and the death of debtors. 8 companies and 2 individuals are involved, with the debt split between business rates and various other charges. Bedford Borough Mayor Tom Wootton stated that the council uses all available recovery methods before writing off debts. The council says such write-offs are standard practice when recovery is no longer possible. The Bedford Amateur Regatta, established in 1853, is one of the UK's largest single-day rowing events, with races taking place every 2 minutes. It will attract rowers from schools, colleges and clubs nationwide, with competitions for all levels from J14 to senior. The 159th Bedford Amateur Regatta will take place along Bedford's embankment on Saturday, May the 10th, 2025. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same 4 walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.